Number 99 is keeping it 100, as the kids say. Mark, not really, but J.J. Watt is back. He looked great, looked healthy throughout the spring in OTAs and minicamp. So, what does J.J. Watt do in 2017?
Well, when you say he looked great, yeah, he looked great. It was just great to see him on the practice field in general. What you need to see is Watt staying healthy as they start to really block, as they start to really have physical contact in pads at the Greenbrier in training camp. And that's the next step for J.J., to show that he can handle that. But you get the feeling that he's all the way back. I mean, who's going to work harder than J.J.? Nobody. Just seeing him out there on the same line with Clowney from time to time in the spring, what a sight to behold. So I think you're going to get Watt back at Watt potential, at Watt upside. The question is, does he stay healthy as he progresses? And I think he'll be the first one to tell you that. That's the question he wants answered as well. He'll get to the starting line healthy, ready to go, game one against Jacksonville. He's got to stay in the lineup and contribute the way he normally did. Now, when I say normally, you know, is he going to have 20 sacks? I don't know. Is there going to be some rust or whatever? Maybe some. I think if he's healthy, Drew, he has 15 or so sacks, maybe more. I just think that's who he is. He plays at that level. The motor runs that high. The RPMs are firing. I think Watt is going to have a terrific year as long as he can stay on the football field.
Take away his rookie year of 2011. You take last year's three-game season of 2016, that four-year stretch, three Defensive Player of the Year awards. In 2013, he was one of the best defenders in the game and probably could have gotten that as well, but the team lost 14 ball games.
And after that rookie year, he didn't have a ton of sacks in the postseason. And that's where it came alive. After that rookie year, he said, I figured a few things out. You know, and the great ones sometimes say that after their rookie year. Andre Johnson said the same thing. Well, he figured a few things out. I'm curious to know what he figured out watching a lot of football last year for the first time in his life, sitting out a season and just observing and seeing how that pays off for him when he gets back on the field.
It's going to be fun to see how a healthy Jadeveon Clowney, a wise Whitney Merciless, affects what Watt does.
Watt's wise, too. They're all wise. They're good.